conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued this week on behalf of the Brown County Taxpayers Association. Will argued taxpayers would be harmed by shouldering the costs of student debt cancellation. But U.S. District Court Judge William Griesbach dismissed the case yesterday, saying the association lacked the standing to sue. The U.S. Supreme Court, Griesbach wrote, has repeatedly held that paying taxes is generally not enough of a legal basis to challenge an action taken by the federal government. Several other lawsuits are still pending across the country as conservatives try to block the program. Biden's loan forgiveness plan would allow certain borrowers to cancel up to $20,000 in federal debt. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.